Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I am, of course, Dan Frio. And today we're going to talk about everything credit, from your credit scores to how you get your credit, to things you could do to improve your credit and credit scores. Again, my name is Dan Frio. The best way to track me down is just Google Dan Frio, D-A-N-F-R-I-O. If you're a listener of AM 1160 all the time, you've probably heard me on here for years and years and years and years. So thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in. Today, like I said, we're going to talk about credit and credit scores. There's so much bad information about this that that's why I want to take a whole show and discuss things on from the free credit score systems to your real credit scores, and then what you can do for in regards to collections, credit repair, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So let's get on to it. What I want to talk about right now is you're probably going to hear a lot of buzz about a new system coming out in 2019. It's called Ultra FICO. So I have a YouTube. I just published a YouTube video about this that goes into great detail. But let's go over it just kind of briefly so you understand what that Ultra FICO is going to do. It's not going to help everybody, okay? It's going to help those with what we call thin credit, meaning you have just very little credit, to those with no credit, okay? Here's how it's going to work. So let me go back for a second. If you have a lot of credit or you have a lot of collections, let's talk to those out there that have bad credit and they're thinking, you know, I need to get my credit scores up. How can I do this? The Ultra FICO isn't going to be for you. Okay. This system is created to help those with thin, again, minimal credit to no credit. All right. So here's how it works. I'll discuss to those with bad credit here in a minute, and we'll kind of dive into that in great detail as well. But the Ultra FICO is going to do this. You're going to have to elect to get into this system. Okay, what will happen is the system will then tag into your checking account. So you're going to give authorization to the credit company or the credit bureau to tap into your, in most cases, your checking account. Now, they're not going to have the ability to withdraw or do transactions on your behalf, but what it's going to do is pull out the data to monitor things, such as it wants to see your average balance. And the information going around right now is they want you're going to need at least a $400 balance, continuing average balance going forward to really help your case. Okay. So the next thing it's going to do is it's going to read your data and see how you pay accounts. Are there multiple accounts you're paying on a timely basis? Let's say you're paying rent. You know, is it tagging through the system on a monthly basis? Let's say you have a gas bill, a cell phone bill, things like that. It'll read that data and then report that back to the bureaus, thus giving you a credit score or building up credit for you. Okay, so now let's talk about the companies that might be, or the industries that will use this or might use this. Okay. As of right now, it has not even launched. So it's proposed to come out in 2019. Okay. Here's my kind of educated guess. It's probably going to help people with credit cards, because credit cards, I mean, the banks are out there pushing credit cards. I mean, on a daily basis, open up your emails right now, and I guarantee you probably have one or two ads for credit cards. Go home, you're going to have a couple mailers for credit cards. I mean, they really pump this out, and they want to grant as many people credit cards as they can, and there's a purpose for that. So the next thing is, there's four big categories that, you know, are are monitored or use these credit scoring systems. There's credit cards, there's insurance, there's cars, car loans, and then there's mortgages. So we'll go through it again. Credit cards are probably going to push to use this ASAP. Okay, so that's the first thing. Insurance, that's probably it'll probably come next in line with it. Will go chronologically with this. Credit cards will probably work on it fast. Insurance will probably tie it in, because if you don't have any credit, they want to grant you insurance, but this will help them at least get a pattern of, you know, who you pay, what your balances are, and things like that. The next thing is car loans. So I don't know if you realize, but when you could have filed a bankruptcy, you know, 2-3 months ago and go out and still get approved for a car loan. So car loans are probably going to tie this in to help them sell more cars or finance more cars. So that'll probably be fairly quick as well. But the last and biggest piece, and where I think this will have a huge impact on a lot of people, are mortgages. The unfortunate part is I don't think that it's going to take place in this market for a while, for a long time, actually. The reason being is there's so many pieces of the mortgage puzzle. You know, if you don't know, and if you've heard some of my other shows, when we talk about credit reports and credit scores, I'll give you just a little hint. TransUnion, for example, has two different scoring systems. There's a series four, actually, I take that back, three scoring systems. There's a series four, a series eight, and a series nine. Okay. Under the series four, there are four different models: auto, insurance, cars, and mortgages. So again, TransUnion has a series four that then has four different numbers. TransUnion 8 also has those four different numbers: the car, the auto, the insurance, and the mortgage. TransUnion also has a Series 9 that was fairly new that has all of these numbers. So you technically, you have a ton of numbers. In TransUnion alone, you probably have 12 different numbers. So the 9 came out last year, or couple years ago, and it still hasn't been implemented into the mortgage system. So that's why basically I say that the mortgage part of this for the Ultra FICO is probably going to take a while. So that I just wanted to kind of paint over with a broad brush. What you're going to hear some buzz, the Ultra FICO. Again, it's going to help those with thin to no credit, you know, possibly get, you know, have access to more financing, I guess is the best way to put it. So let's go on to the next thing. Here's I had a lot of calls and a lot of emails and a lot of comments this week to my YouTube channel, in particular one area. People were asking about collections on their credit report. So I want to take this second segment of part one and go over collections and why I say don't pay them. And here's why I say that. And so let's start from the beginning. How are we going to find if you have collections and the data and all the information about your collections? The first thing we want to do is, I have a sponsor and I'll promote the sponsor at this point, creditscoresandmore.com. I want you to go to that site. The first thing I want you to do is sign up for go to step one and complete that. That'll give you a lot of other bells and whistles, and we'll go over that in the second segment of today's show. Credit monitoring and credit alerts and other functions of that website. But what I want you to do in this section is go to step two. Okay, step two is your real FICO scores. The FICO score, or scoring system, is the system that lenders use and creditors and insurance companies and employers use to make decisions on you. If you are going to get that job, what your premiums are for your insurance, or are you going to get, or will you be denied insurance? Will you get that auto loan? Will you be qualified for that mortgage? Okay, so I want you to go to step two and order your credit report. We need to look at all three reports. The main reason is if we don't look at all three reports, let's say, for example, you have a Target account that went to collections. Target might only report that collection account to one bureau, say TransUnion, where Equifax and Experian, it might not report there. I don't know this for a fact, but it's just it's a scenario. So if you pulled the Equifax credit report, you won't see that collection. So basically, I want you to get all of the information that you need to work out this system or work on these collection accounts. All right. So we go in there and we place that order. Again, this is another area. Go to my YouTube channel, Dan Frio. Just Google it in YouTube. You're going to see a recent video of don't pay your collections and why. And it's a step through or walkthrough on exactly what to do. But what you're going to do is you're going to look, it'll pull up your credit. Then you're going to go over to the area that has all of your accounts. Okay. We want to make sure we have all of your accounts and we review every one of the credit bureaus. The first thing is we want to go through there and just validate that all the information on there is accurate. The accounts that show up on your account are in fact, yours. Many times, one out of five consumers have information on there that is inaccurate. So let's halt right there. When we come back, we're going to dig into how do we look at these collections? What are we actually looking at when we pull up these collection accounts and what we're going to do about it? So I want to thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. Or you can also email me at dan.frio@gmail.com. Thanks. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today we are discussing credit and everything credit. So if you're listening to this, please write this website down because it's huge. It could play a huge role in your life right now. You want to go to creditscoresandmore.com. And this is where we're going to get a lot of information. This is basically what we're going to talk about in today's show. So where we're at right now is collections. So where we ended up in the last segment is how to find those collections. So you're in your MyFICO. You've done step two on the website. It pulls up your credit. So you're going to go open first your TransUnion credit report. It'll pull up all that data. You want to look at your accounts. Make sure they are accurate. That is you. Okay? So it's going to give you a red flag on anything that shows up as a derogatory account or a collection account. Here's the biggest thing with collections. You want to look at the last active date. Okay, the last active date of that account. Here's why. The longer that collection account has been on your credit, the less of an impact it is causing on your credit scores. So what happens is with collection accounts, it's going to give you want to pay attention to a few things or how the algorithms read. On your credit scoring system is it reads the date last active of that collection account. It really doesn't pay attention to the dollar amount. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar or $5,000. The biggest thing is the last active or close date. Okay, so here's what happens. Let's say you have a Target account that went to collections 4 years ago. And it's for $3,000. Okay? That collection probably really isn't playing much of an impact on your scores, if anything. So what happens many times is you'll apply for a loan. That account will show up. Your lender will call you up and then say, you know what? We can't do a loan for you right now. You have to pay that account off. So you do what they say. You go in and you pay off that account. You call them back and say, okay, the account's paid off now. Now can I qualify? So what you just did was took the last active date from a few years ago to a last active date of today. So now that could have an impact of up to and exceeding 100 points on your credit scores. And most people don't realize that. So what you want to do in cases of mortgages, that's what I do, is if I pulled your credit and you come, it shows up that account, you might in fact need to pay off that account to qualify for your loan, but I'm going to advise you, pay it off. I've already pulled your credit, pay it off, get me data that shows it has been paid off, and that will clear you with me to proceed. I'm not going to pull your credit again, because what could happen is, and what happens in most cases, now your credit score is going to drop because we just went from a few year old collection account to a brand new one. Even though you paid it off, the balance went from 3,000 to zero, your credit scores just went down possibly 100, 150 points. You're thinking, that's nuts. It's how it works. So in most cases, I'm going to tell you, do not pay off the collection account. You know, unless it is very recent and you just want to clear it and get rid of it and get done with it, don't pay it off. Now, here's some tricks. If you want to pay it off, or you need to pay it off, here's what happens with collections. So we'll keep going with a Target scenario. Target, you owe Target $3,000. Okay? Target, then, it has tried to collect on you for years, and it's never ending. So they just finally said, you know what, we give up. So they put that collection account kind of out for bid to collection agencies. A collection agency might come in and say, you know what, we'll pay you $500 and take over that account for you. So they give Target $500. Target writes off the difference. Now that collection company has your debt. They paid $500 for it, but they're going to continue to try to collect the $3,000 that you owe. Now that's their profit margin. That's how they make money and stay in business. So let's use this to our advantage. We're going to do a few things. What I'm trying to discuss is how we're going to negotiate your collection accounts, okay? So on the ones you have to pay. So we're going to call that collection agency and ask them, how much would you settle for if I were able to pay you? And one, we want to get a settlement or paying less than the full value. And two, what we want to do is ask for them to completely remove your credit rating from the credit bureau. They have the ability to do that. So the first thing is we're going to ask them if they would settle. This might take multiple calls, and you might, every time you call, you might have to talk to a supervisor. So don't give up. Try 3-4 times. See where this takes you. So we want to try to settle for less than your current balance. So again, they paid $500 for a $3,000 account. So even if we settle for $1,500, you saved $1,500 and they made $1,000. Everybody wins. However, we're still going to lose, because it's still on your credit report, it's going to update the dates, and it's going to kill your credit scores. So what we want to do is negotiate with them, or kind of plead to them that you would like them, or you're going to ask them if they would remove the account from your credit report. The first thing's going to happen is they're probably going to say no. Ask for a supervisor. Supervisor probably going to say no. If they don't, God bless you. If they both say no, wait a day or two. Call back. These collection agencies are huge. You're going to get somebody different, and then ask for a supervisor. You're going to probably get somebody different again. Try that a few times and see what they do. If they come back and say yes, they will remove it, make sure you get it in writing from them with a date, the account number, and the settlement amount. Also stating, yes, you will be removed from all three credit bureaus. So at that time, go ahead and make the payments to them. Get that cleared. Check your credit report every month. So check it about a month later and see if it has been removed. If it has not, call them up and ask them why it has not been removed. You have a letter from them stating it would be removed, and you will seek legal action if they do not remove it. One thing you might want to do, and I'm not saying, I hate to say it kind of this way, but you know, if you're in a really bad financial position, you know, and you mention the word bankruptcy to the collection company, their eyes and ears are going to go wide open, because if you file bankruptcy, they're going to get zero. So, you know, if you just kind of hint at the fact, and I'm not trying to tell you to do something wrong, but you know, you just hint at the fact, you know, if I have so many accounts I'm trying to negotiate with, you know, if nobody negotiates with, I'm going to have to kind of ponder or think about bankruptcy. At that point, they're probably going to come back and say, yeah, you know what, we'll listen to you now. So just try that. That's probably the best way to do that. So now let's go back to the website. It's called creditscoresandmore.com. So we registered for step one. We got our free credit reports and kind of other things. Now we did step two. We received our true FICO scores that all lenders, insurance companies, and employers and everybody use. Now let's say you need some help with your credit. Step three and step four are two different companies that can help you with credit. I'll say repair. And that's kind of a loose word, because there's 100,000 credit repair companies out there, and a lot of them are just, I won't say scams, but a lot of them just take your money, send out some dispute letters, and leave it at that. The companies I put on the website are tested in by a lot of the consumers that I've dealt with in the past, and they've given me feedback telling me, you know, these companies they walk the walk, that, you know, they talk the talk and walk the walk. So they do what they need to do. Step three is kind of an affordable program for you if you don't have a lot of things on there, you know, a couple accounts you just need help with. That's step three. Step four is it's basically a law firm that'll take on your case and help you kind of clean up a lot of the credit. It might take you several months to do that, but it'll give you a kind of a fresh start there. But again, today I wanted to talk about, kind of in a broad brush, credit scores, the Ultra FICO score that's coming out, how to deal with collections, where to get your true credit scores. Also, in step two, when you get that credit report, there's other services you can sign up for. I would highly suggest you sign up for there's a package, it's like $29 a month. I would highly suggest you do that. It gives you alerts, some monitoring. You can pull your credit once a month. You can do a whole bunch of things with that. It also has identity theft protection for like $1 million. It's a great program. I use it personally. So I just want to thank you again for tuning in and spending your evening with me this evening. Please tell your friends about me. Tell your realtors, anybody that you know that might be looking for mortgages or credit help. Please, you know, have them check into the show each night. They can send me an email at dan.frio@gmail.com. You can find me on the web also at 1160mortgage.com. And if you would, please give me a call. And if you need any help with either credit or a mortgage process, you can reach me at 630-338-1160. Thank you so much. God bless. Have a good evening. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.